I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday. Oh my gosh, is it Thursday already? Do I have that right? On a Thursday. Dang, the week is almost over. We're cruising.
Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's an Ask Me Anything Friday. So email your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What do we have tonight? The Biden whistleblower who was missing has been found, and he has some jaw-dropping stuff to say. We'll get to that in a few. We're going to talk about losing your soul. Why does it happen to politicians? Saying nothing. Why do they do that as politicians? Whose fault is that? Americans losing trust in their institutions. BlackRock, Ukraine, ESG, all these connections. More people are alive. People are getting eaten by sharks. And manufacturing. Oh, we have stuff from all over the map tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin with a different story, though. We'll get to the Biden stuff, the corruption stuff. We'll get to Dome elaborating on culture. Very excited. What, Chris? I'm excited that everyone is going to hear from the Vice President of the United States of America on culture, her thoughts on culture. Before we get to that, you've heard me opine. That's a great author word that only world famous authors use. You've heard me opine several times about the Bidens, about Joe Biden specifically, and about how he's so soulless. There's a soul missing inside of him. And I'm not actually saying that because he's a Democrat. You know, I hate Republicans pretty much as I hate Democrats. He does things. He says things that lead me to believe there's just nothing. There's nothing left of what should be a soul. When you have a grandbaby, I've never had one. I don't have one yet. Lord willing, I'll be alive to see some someday. I already know they don't even exist. And I know I'm just going to be in love with those grandkids. I'm just going to buy them. I'm going to spoil them to death. I'm going to go to everything. It's going to be everything. Joe Biden has a granddaughter. She's in Arkansas. Hunter Biden had it with a stripper. Can we just say that? I wasn't sure what to say, Chris. I didn't know how to put it. Okay. Hunter Biden had a baby with a stripper. I realize that's not ideal. Generally, a bad idea. But that's still his granddaughter. Everyone knows it's his granddaughter. We have child support. We have paternity tests. We have it's a fact. It's not my opinion. It's a fact. Joe Biden denies her existence and says he has six grandchildren. That's evil, man. That's soulless. There's something wrong. We've talked about this before with his son, Bo. Joe Biden had a son, Bo Biden. Bo Biden, sadly, tragically, died. Joe Biden went through, as a father, the thing every father secretly fears. Somewhere deep down in their being, every father secretly fears outliving his sons. I have told you before, as much as I love you, as much as I love doing my show, if God forbid anything ever happened to one of my little buddies, I don't think you would ever hear from me again. I think I would just die of heartbreak right there. And even if I didn't die, I don't think I would be able to work in any kind. I don't think I could go on. That's how much I love those kids. Joe Biden's son, Bo, died. And Joe Biden has routinely not only used his death for sympathy points on the campaign trail, he has consistently claimed that Bo Biden died in Iraq. Bo Biden died in Walter Reed Hospital back in America. Like I said, if you could, and I've used this example before, it's the best way I can describe it. If you could dissect a human body and actually look at a soul the way you can a heart, then you know how you can dissect a heart, and there are different parts of the heart and the valves and everything else. You know what a normal human heart looks like. If you could dissect your soul, my soul, Chris's soul, and you could look, okay, that's a normal, that's what a soul could look like. If you could dissect Joe Biden's, it would not look human. I've said that again. There's something missing that should be there. I think New York City Mayor Eric Adams may be equal. Because there's a story today, everyone got a good snicker out of it, and I'm going to snicker about it too. You probably will too. But it's so revealing to what's inside of him. Mayor Eric Adams carries around the photo of a police officer. He has claimed repeatedly that it was his friend. His friend. Hey, me knew that guy. Died in the line of duty. It turns out that Mayor Eric Adams' aides, not even him, he didn't even go do this himself, his aides did a Google search and printed the picture off for him, and they added coffee stains to the picture to make it look older. Now, this is a small story. I'm going to move on to the Joe Biden stuff. I know there are bigger things, but I want you to picture this moment. I want you to picture you're a politician of any kind, Democrat, Republican, whatever it may be, and you're somehow looking for, I don't know, cop brownie points or something like that. And I want you to picture looking at people who work for you and say, hey, Michael, do me a favor. I need some brownie points. Would you find a picture of a dead cop? I'm going to claim I knew him. And no, thanks for the picture, Michael. Michael, that's too clean. Can we get some coffee stains on this? Oh, that's perfect. Oh, look at that. The picture even looks old. There's something, I know it's a small thing, it doesn't matter, I'm going to move on. There's something deeply, deeply wrong with these people. You know, there's that old, I think it's an internet thing where we're led by lizard people. They're actually secretly reptiles. I swear sometimes when I hear stories like this, I believe it might be true. There is something soulless wrong with these people. And I don't know what it is. You know what? I don't know what it is, but I bet if I could have 10 minutes with Dome, I bet she could explain it
to
me. Well,
I think culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And
okay, I'm sorry. I have to start this again. What does that mean? Culture is a reflection of our moment and our time. What? I'll let her keep going.
Well, I think culture is, it is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment.
present culture. Oh, wait, I'm going to let her keep going. It's an expression of our moment and our time, and present culture is an expression of how we feel about the moment. What do any of these words mean? These words mean absolutely, they have no meaning. Let's go on, Dawn.
And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also...
What's funny? What was funny there? I'll let her keep going.
Express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life. And I think about it in that way, too.
Yeah. That was crystal clear, wasn't it? That's crystal clear. All right. We have to move on because we have many, many, many things about BlackRock. You know this BlackRock we've talked about so many times. How there are three finance giants who run so much of this country. $20 trillion in assets. How you, me, everybody, we get mad at the endless rainbow parade on television, corporations. And why do they do this? When will this stop? And how it's BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, the three finance giants who are pushing so much of this. And they're on camera pushing it. ESG, all that ridiculous carbon is poison. Oh, you don't have enough women hired. Oh, all that ridiculousness that's infected corporate America. So much of it flows down from BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. There's something else we have to talk about. And honestly, I've been brewing on this all day, and I still can't make all the despicable, disgusting connections with BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. But let's focus on BlackRock real quickly for a moment. You see, BlackRock, BlackRock's evil beyond belief. And not only evil beyond belief, BlackRock is involved with Ukraine. Okay, now hold on a second. That in and of itself is obviously not a bad thing. Involved with Ukraine. What do I mean by being involved with Ukraine? Well, I want you to pay very close attention to the things I'm about to read to you and play for you. And I want you to keep in mind that when we go through these things, we're dealing with your money, not government money, your money. You want to deal with the evil cabal that runs this country? Before we get to that, let's get to staying strong and taking care of ourselves. Chalk is here for us. Natural herbal supplements. You are drinking estrogen. It's in your waters. It's in the plastics. We shower in it now. That's why our testosterone levels are in absolute free fall. With Chalk, you can not only fight back against it, you can feel better than you've ever felt before with an all natural male vitality stack. But they have female vitality stacks for the ladies. They have Armor. They have Chalk Lit powder. They have more natural herbal supplement options for whatever you're looking for than I could ever list for you here. And every one of them are 35% off a subscription for the lifetime of the subscription. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to chok.com. Use the promo code Jesse to get yourself 35% off and get a subscription and start looking better, feeling better, being better than you've ever been. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I think it's been a month. I might even take some calls next hour. Has it been a month, Chris? I feel bad. You know who was yelling at me about that today? The wife. I was at home. She said, are you going to take any calls tonight? Which was weird. She usually doesn't talk about the show. And I said, I don't think so. She said, Jesse. I said, what? She said, it's been like a month. I said, it's fine. But yes, I will probably take some of those later. Nope, don't call in yet. Don't call in yet. We have much to get to. I want to get to something that's going to sound convoluted and confusing. And honestly, I find it convoluted and confusing, but we're going to simplify things. Remember the BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, the finance giants. And we've heard endlessly about the military industrial complex and all kinds of things. I'm going to play for you something. This is long. I want you to listen, because then I have an article to go with it, and we're going to connect some dots here. This is, I want to give him credit, journalist Max Blumenthal. This is long. Sit down and pay attention.
The U.S. government has yet to conduct an official audit of its funding for Ukraine. The American public has no idea where their tax dollars are going.
Pause. Sorry, this is going to happen a couple times. It's not that we have yet to conduct an audit. The federal government blocked an audit. Rand Paul tried to add an amendment to make sure we could track this money. The government said, no, absolutely not.
And that's why this week, we at the Gray Zone published an independent audit of U.S. tax dollar allocation to Ukraine throughout the fiscal years 2022 and 23. We found, among many bizarre payments, a $4.5 million payment from the U.S. Social Security Administration to the Kiev government. We found $4.5 billion worth of payments for
Social Security Administration to the Ukrainian government. That money they pull out of your paycheck for Social Security, they're sending it to Ukraine.
From the U.S. Agency for International Development to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt, much of which is owned by the global investment firm BlackRock.
Just, I'm going to see if I can figure out how to rewind this. Hang on a second.
That amounts to U.S. Social Security Administration.
Now, I want you to listen to this part, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to let him finish, but this is the part I want to focus on here. Listen to what he's about to say as soon as he's done with the Social Security thing. Listen.
Administration to the Kiev government. We found $4.5 billion worth of payments from the U.S. Agency for International Development to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt, much of which is owned by the global investment firm BlackRock.
We are paying off Ukraine's sovereign debt. Over $4 billion to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt. But remember, when a nation has debt, really anybody, when anybody has debt, but when a nation has debt, it is owned by somebody. So here's Ukraine. They're in the middle of this terrible, ugly war with Russia. They are in debt. They are in debt to BlackRock. And it looks like BlackRock would, in normal circumstances, possibly have a really hard time recovering that debt. Except America, with your tax money, just agreed to pay off the debt, thus making BlackRock whole again. $4 billion is over $4 billion, but $4 billion BlackRock was going to have to eat because Ukraine couldn't pay it. Instead, you paid it. You went to work today, 9 to 5, and from 9 to noon, the government confiscated your money and they handed it off to BlackRock, which actually pairs really nicely with this little headline. Zelensky agrees to Ukraine rebuild investment with, who is this? BlackRock CEO. Not only is BlackRock going to be made whole with all the Ukrainian debt they owed, BlackRock is actually going to partner with JP Morgan to set up a private fund to rebuild Ukraine. Now, you know what would be a very, very, very interesting read? I was going to do this, and I decided we all have to be better about taking ownership of these things. So I may do it. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Maybe I'll do it next week. But I really, honestly, what I want is you to be curious enough to go do it now. You know what would be very interesting? The FEC, the website, very public. Anyone can access it. It's supposed to be public. You can look up the political donations to any candidate you want. You can look up specific organizations and the candidates who they give money to. You know what would be a fascinating read? You have this company, BlackRock, and they sure seem to be really benefiting from a lot of your money, taxpayer money, and looks like they're going to get quite rich as they, quote, help rebuild Ukraine. It would be a really, really, really interesting study to get on that FEC website and find out all the politicians who receive large donations from BlackRock. Do you want to know why? And we're going to discuss this next. You want to know why Americans don't have any trust left in their institutions? This is one of the largest examples I've ever seen in my life. And this clip was about 2 minutes long, and it's all ghastly. You should know that I'm going to let the whole thing play. Well, I'm going to let a bunch of it play when we get back, and then I'll get to trust in institutions and things like that. I'll probably interrupt, but I'm going to let the whole thing play at some point in time just so we can all take in the breadth of corruption in this country. Late-stage Republic stuff. All right. Now, that seems like a pretty good segue into you having to take care of yourself because the government is evil. Part of you taking care of yourself is making sure that no matter what happens, you'll be able to purchase goods and services. Did you know they're getting ready to jack rates again? Headline from CBS News today, Federal Reserve looks poised to raise interest rates again. Do you have gold and silver in your hands, in your physical possession? Do you have gold or silver woven into your 401k or IRA? So when these morons pop the bubble, you will still have some sort of a retirement. Oxford Gold can handle these things for you because we can't do this ourselves. I don't have this kind of expertise. Do you? I don't know how to do any of this. They do it all. They do it easily. They take care of everything for you, and it's laid back. I need that. I can't do the used car salesman stuff. Call 833-995-GOLD and get it done for yourself today. 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world, and come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
his media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever?
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Reminding you again, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions, not statements, questions in now. They don't have to be political. Ask me anything, but that's what we do on Friday's show. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Hopefully it doesn't get you yelled at in Chick-fil-A. Got this email. The subject said Chick-fil-A. Was listening to hour two while waiting in line. I pulled up to tell the lady what I wanted, and she told me that I had to turn down your very embarrassing to our nation show off before she would consider taking my order. I kindly said, no, thank you. I'll go to a different one. What's wrong with people these days? That's awesome. That's awesome. Just knowing that the show makes communists that angry, they won't even take your Chick-fil-A order, puts a smile on my face. Now, back to this Ukraine, BlackRock, in case you're just joining us. Remember, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, the finance giants that really run, honestly, this country. Ukraine joining together with JP Morgan to rebuild Ukraine afterwards. Max Blumenthal lays out some hard truths about Ukraine and what's happening there, what's happening with your money. Do keep in mind, I'm probably going to interrupt, but it'll be brief. I'm going to let this whole thing play. It's your money.
The U.S. government has yet to conduct an official audit of its funding for Ukraine. The American public has no idea where their tax dollars are going. And that's why this week, we at the Gray Zone published an independent audit of U.S. tax dollar allocation to Ukraine throughout the fiscal years 2022 and 23. We found, among many bizarre payments, a $4.5 million payment from the U.S. Social Security Administration to the Kiev government. We found $4.5 billion worth of payments from the U.S. Agency for International Development to pay off Ukraine's sovereign debt, much of which is owned by the global investment firm BlackRock. That amounts to 30.
In case you're wondering, just real quick, we did a little look. I know I wanted you to look it up, but I was always going to tell you anyway. We did a little brief look into BlackRock and their political donations. You know who they donate to in our government? Everyone. Freaking everybody. Grease in the pockets of everybody.
$30 taken from every U.S. citizen at a time when 4 in 10 Americans cannot afford a $400 emergency. We found tax dollars earmarked for Ukraine, padding the budgets of a television station in Toronto, a pro-NATO think tank in Poland, and believe it or not, even rural farmers in Kenya. We found tens of millions to private equity firms, including one in the Republic of Georgia, as well as $1 million payment to a single private.
Would be very interested to hear who sits on the board, who benefits from that private equity firm in Georgia, no?
An entrepreneur in Kiev. Our audit also revealed the Pentagon's $4.5 million contract with a company called Atlantic Diving Supply to provide Ukraine with unspecified explosives equipment. This is a notoriously corrupt company that none other than Tom Tillis, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, previously lambasted for its, quote, history of fraud. It once again, Congress has failed to ensure these shady payments and massive arms deals are properly tracked. In fact, much of the military and humanitarian aid shipped to Ukraine has simply vanished. Last year, CBS News quoted the director of a pro-Zelensky nonprofit in Ukraine who reported that only 30% of aid was reaching the front lines.
30% of aid was reaching the front lines. I do need to point out that CBS, after that report, retracted the report and said, well, I mean, sometimes we get things wrong. Also, they're finding javelins down in South America.
Embezzlement of funds and supplies is at least as troubling as the potential consequences of the illicit transfer and sales of military-grade weapons.
Yeah, which brings me to this little tidbit. Americans continue to have little faith in major institutions. This is according to a Gallup poll. For everyone from the military on down, Americans are losing faith in their institutions. And this is something we've discussed before on the show. We're going to discuss it again right now. It is critical for a nation to have solid institutions, and it is critical for a nation to have its citizens trust those institutions. And if the citizens lose trust in those institutions, the nation is officially on the clock. The clock that when it strikes zero, the nation ends. You cannot continue as a nation when citizens do not trust the institutions. Period. End of story. Now, you can go on for a while. You'll limp along for a while. You'll go through some terrible things, but it ends you. And I've used this example, but let's do it again. Let's go to our 100-person village we go to. If I'm a citizen of the 100-person village and we have a medical institution, there's a doctor and a nurse in there. The doctor and a nurse. Okay, it's a medical institution. There's a law enforcement institution. They work out of a different hut. Couple dudes, law enforcement institution. There's, you know what, there's an educational institution. Couple teachers, they have a different hut. Okay, so we got doctors, we got teachers, we got cops. If the medical institution, the medical hut, is caught lying over and over and over again about medical things, getting things wrong, covering things up, lying about things, no accountability, nobody gets fired, same doctor, same nurse in there. Eventually, I'm going to lose trust in the medical hut, the medical institution. If the educators, if I keep sending my sons off to be educated in the education hut, and my sons come home every day and their heads are filled with lies, I'm going to eventually lose trust in the education hut, and my sons are going to stop going. If the cops are found out to be corrupt, they only work on behalf of some people in the village and they work against the other half of the people in the village, I'm going to lose trust in the cops. But when I lose trust in these institutions, if enough of us lose trust in these institutions, the village itself will eventually collapse. That's just simply a fact. And the most frustrating thing right now is not that we've lost trust in our institutions. You better have lost trust in your institutions. If you still trust these institutions at this point in time, please get a hold of the show, because I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona. I would love to sell you at a discount. So I love that you've lost trust in them. The frustrating thing is this. The institutions don't seem even a little bit interested and getting that trust back. Do I need to remind you what is taking place within the walls of the FBI?
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So
the FBI came to Facebook and said, hey, there's about to be a dump of Russian disinformation. Be on the lookout for that. You know when the FBI did that? When they found out through wiretaps that the story was going to break about Hunter Biden's laptop, they preemptively went to the social media companies and said, hey, there's going to be Russian disinformation. Make sure you censor that. These institutions continue to spit in our face. It's going to tear the country apart. And that's simply the bottom line. You want to know more about corruption? Wait till you hear Dr. Gal Loft next. Before we get to him, let's get to our cell phones, our cell phone coverage. Let's get to Pure Talk. You see, Pure Talk is an actually patriotic mobile phone company. They're not Verizon. They're not AT&T. They're not T-Mobile. They don't run filth with your money. Go look up. You know what? If you still have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, I promise all the ads are still out there. Go look up that company in Pride Month and tell me what you see. Tell me. Are you happy you funded that? Because you did. You can switch to Pure Talk and stop funding that filth. Their veteran, their CEO is a veteran. Customer service team right here in the United States of America. You save a fortune. And right now, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, that saves you an additional 50% off your first month on top of all the other savings. Shoot, you keep your cell phone. You keep your number if you want. 10 minutes on the phone to switch. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. I still just can't believe Eric Adams carried around a fake picture, a picture of a cop he didn't even know, had his age printed off and put coffee stains on it so he could act like he was friends with the fallen hero. My word.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Soulless people. Back on the censorship train. That's a hard word, Chris. Look, if I hadn't gone to community college, I wouldn't have even been able to say it once. Keep that in mind. Here was Jen Psaki back in 2021. Remember this when they not only censor, they brag about it.
It shouldn't come as any surprise that we're in regular touch with social media platforms. We are regularly making sure social media platforms are aware of the latest narratives dangerous to public health.
Yeah. Now, would you like to hear the latest and greatest on corruption? Dr. Gal Luft, or Luft, I don't know how to say the guy's name. He's a whistleblower on the Bidens. This story was broken, credit to her, by Miranda Devine, New York Post. Listen to this.
But perhaps the most alarming information I revealed was of a mole within the DOJ who shared classified information with Hunter Biden and his Chinese partners. I told the DOJ that Hunter was closely associated with a very senior retired FBI official. The information I provided the FBI in March of 2019 was fully corroborated 9 months later when the famous laptop belonging to Hunter Biden, which contained all the emails and receipts, was handed to the FBI. The FBI knew about, from me, about the Biden CFC deals before they got hold of the laptop, way before. They had enough time to investigate the issue, but they didn't. But instead of showing appreciation for my whistleblowing, I became public enemy number one.
Instead of investigating the Bidens, they covered up their crimes and went after the whistleblower himself. That's the kind of country we live in now. But hey, that's the bad news. I do have some good news. You ready for some good news? I'm ready for some good news, right? Listen to this. This is from June. This is, well, that's last month, but this is from a few weeks ago. This is Kevin McCarthy on TV. Listen to this. I'm excited.
By July 6th, because of the allegations from the IRS, because of the whistleblowers and the DOJ, are Garland, what he is saying and what David Weiss are saying privately are two different things.
Right.
And if it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
Well,
man, that's exciting news, isn't it? That means that they're about to start impeaching Merrick Garland. And they're going to start on July 6th. So I can't wait until it's July 6th. And then we're going to finally see some results out of this GOP. Hey, Chris, what day is it today? Wait a minute. My watch says it's July 6th. Huh. Now, look, I've got Pure Talk, and the phone Pure Talk gave me is great. Their service has always been reliable. I have a hard time believing that my phone would all of a sudden have the dates wrong, but hang on, let me shake it or something here real quick. Let me pull it up again. Huh. Still July 6th. Hold on. No big deal. I have it. I also have the dates on my watch. Wow. My watch says it's July 6th too. And not only that, it's It's the evening of July 6th. So they've closed business. Huh. But there are no impeachment inquiries. You know what? That's okay. I think I know what the problem is. I think it's time for the good old-fashioned GOP motto. The motto that drives the GOP. What is it? This isn't the hill to die on. This or the second motto. They only go by one or two. First is, this isn't the hill to die on. The second is, well, we'll wait till after the election. I mean, it's only been 6 months. Not a single corrupt person. Nah, you know what? I'm moving on to some emails. And also, I'm going to take your calls next hour. I know that's different. We haven't done that in something like a month. But don't do it yet. Don't call yet. Just know that I'm taking them. 877. You know what? You can go ahead and show up. 877-377-4373. We're going to start taking calls next hour. 877-377-4373. But I need to clarify before you call. We can talk about what you want tonight, but old rude Jesse is going to have to come back again for a little while. And I'm sorry about that, but we've just gotten too lax on the phones. You see, I never take calls, and here's why I don't take calls. The call is fun for the caller. It's usually just time off, in my opinion, for the host. But it can be great. It's not fun for the audience. For the other 99.99% of the audience, it's not on the phone. And you want to know why it's not fun? Because this is how calls usually go on the radio. Hey, Jesse, thanks for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener. And then I chime in with a, wow, thanks, Bob. I really appreciate you listening. Yeah, Jesse, I listen every night. It's the best show on the radio. Wow, thanks, Bob. Oh my gosh, kill me. Don't ask me how I'm doing. Don't thank me for taking the call. I know that's against your nature because you're a polite person. When I say your name, go. Get right to the point. And I know this only adds to the pressure, and I know you get nervous, and that only makes it worse. And I know everything I'm saying right now only makes it worse, but I can't do anything about that. You're going to have to learn how to overcome that kind of pressure. Listen, and listen good. Get to the point quickly. You're not going to call and then spend 2 or 3 minutes meandering through something before you get there. Get right to the point, all right? And we will have fun tonight. I may even keep you on, and we may go back and forth. They could be fun calls. It could be dark calls. I don't care what it is, but just get to the point. As long as you get to the point, I don't care what your point is. You could be a crazy person. I love crazy people. Half our callers are drunk whenever we take them. That's fine. 877-377-4373, all right? And if you want to discuss culture with Dome, we can do that too.
Well, I think culture is... It is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And
absolutely.
And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because it comes in.
I can't do it anymore. All right, quit. 877-377-4373. On top of calls, we have great news. We have not so great news. We have sharks on the loose and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast or on the iHeart Radio app.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecourick.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.